Hello and welcome to the Catholic Journey. This is Deacon Pat coming to you from Northern California. We haven't recorded for some time any new podcasts. The reason for that is we were transitioning and relocating from Texas back to California. So happy to be back in California, to be around family. Our oldest daughter is going to be having a child pretty soon. My son is moving or has moved back to California. And I have one daughter still in Chicago who loves it there, but we try to steal her back here for visits very often. But anyway, back in California, I was recently assigned to a parish in my home diocese of the Sacramento Diocese, and it's Presentation Parish, the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Tomorrow actually will be my first day at the parish. I'll be serving Mass in the morning, and then next weekend I start in the shared rotation of preaching, and we'll be preaching at all the Masses next weekend. Well, thank you for tuning in. I'd like to just start with sharing the gospel for this Sunday, and then a little homily that will go along with it. It's not my homily. It's one that I'll tell you about in just a minute. Well, here's the gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 20, it's verses 1 through 16. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he set them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." Well, here's a homily for the 25th Sunday of the year, for year A, and it was written, as I previously mentioned, by someone else. It was written by a priest that I really enjoy his homilies. His name is Father Tommy Lane, and it goes like this. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard means different things to different people. I would like to see it as Jesus teaching us about being called by God and staying close to God when called. The householder went to the marketplace to hire laborers. That was the place where the unemployed would wait each day, hoping for someone to hire them. If they already had work, they would not have been standing by idly in the marketplace. They were hired because they had nothing. God can only invite us, call us, and give us his gifts when we are open to receiving God's gifts. For some, it may be easier to hear God speak when they are in the marketplace with nothing else in their life, when life appears to be in turmoil. When we are not in control, God can take over and direct us. We see this in many characters in the sacred scripture. St. Paul was on the ground on the road to Damascus when Jesus spoke to him. When Jesus spoke to him, he was not riding along happily, but was already on the ground. And even lying helplessly on the ground, he was not ready for what Jesus wanted to tell him. Jesus told him to go to Damascus, where he would be told what to do. He was blind for 3 days before his baptism in Damascus. Paul spent 3 days in darkness on an intense retreat to prepare to receive the word that Jesus wanted to give him, to be his missionary to the Gentiles. Paul received his call to work in the vineyard when he was thrown on the ground and blind for 3 days. The good thief, as we call him, received the call on the last day of his life. Nailed on a cross beside Jesus, he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." We could not find someone in a worse predicament in the gospel than nailed to a cross. But in that dreadful moment, this thief had the humility to speak to Jesus and hear the beautiful words, "Today you will be with me in paradise." If he had not been on that cross that day, he would not have spoken to Jesus as he did, nor received the beautiful promise that he did from Jesus. The good thief had to be crucified to enter paradise that day with Jesus. On the worst day of his life, he was called to work in the vineyard because it was the only day he would stop to listen to the call. He had to be last in order to hear the call from Jesus to become first. We would expect those who received the call first in the day would appreciate the unparalleled privilege they had received. But their grumbling, when they were paid the same amount as those who were called last into the vineyard, this betrays what was really going on in their mind. Even though they worked in God's vineyard from the beginning, they were not close to God. Their resentment towards those who came last betrayed what their problem really was. They did not know the love of God. It is possible that those who were hired last to work in the vineyard knew God's heart better at the end of the day. The unhealthy spirituality of those first called to the vineyard is a warning and an invitation to all who work in the vineyard. We have received the unparalleled grace to work in God's vineyard, but we are also in need of ongoing conversion. Those called later in the day underwent some sort of conversion to be able to respond to the call to work in God's vineyard. But those called first to work in God's vineyard are in need of ongoing conversion, not to develop an unhealthy spirituality, like those called first in the parable. We have very helpful moments built into our day to help our hearts converted and focus on God. We celebrate the Eucharist. We pray the Liturgy of the Hours. We make holy hours. We do spiritual reading. We pray the rosary. We have fraternal groups. These are all precious and necessary moments to help us know the love of God while working in his vineyard. We can only work fruitfully in the vineyard if we withdraw from the work of the vineyard a few times each day in silence. It is only by withdrawing from the work of the vineyard to contemplate the love of God of the vineyard that we can fruitfully do the work in the vineyard. To me, it seems the error made by those first called in the parable made was that they did not stop to reflect on God's gift to them. Those who were called later knew what they did not have before they were called to the vineyard and were more capable of appreciating God's gift. I like to see the parable of the laborers in the vineyard as Jesus teaching us about being called by God and staying close to God when called. Sometimes we can only hear what God has to say to us when we are in the marketplace with nothing. When we are thrown on the ground and blind or nailed to a cross. Although painful, if we respond to God's call, these painful moments become precious moments of conversion. The unhealthy spirituality of those first called to the vineyard is a warning and an invitation to all those who work in the vineyard. It is only by withdrawing from the work of the vineyard to contemplate the love of God of the vineyard that we can fruitfully do the work in the vineyard. Whether we receive the call to work in God's vineyard later in the day or receive it early in the day, we are all alike in the need of reflecting on the love of God, so that we can fruitfully serve the loving God who calls us. Well, I think that's a wonderful message for us to ponder and to think about. to think about our own spirituality, to think about how we're making time or not making time for God in our life, and to always be thankful for what we have and what God has done and is doing for us. Well, God bless you. I look forward to connecting with you more on a regular basis now. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.